Hi, guys, and welcome to the Okay So podcast with Lins and Jens.
I'm Jensen. I'm 23 years old, newly married, and you may have seen me on So You Think You Can Dance.
And I am Lindsay, 27-year-old new mom to my beautiful daughter Sage, and you may recognize me from Dancing with the Stars. We are sisters who were born and raised in Utah, and we are so excited to dive into all things family, sisterhood, friendship, lifestyle, and so much more.
Okay, so let's get into it.
What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Okay So podcast.
Hi, guys. We're so excited you are back and listening to this episode.
Yes, it has been a pretty boring week for me here. I have not done anything since our last episode. I feel like I've just been sitting at home, but it's actually been really fun because I've been playing with Sage so much. Jensen was gone all week.
Yeah, I was gone all week. I was in Montana. I think we talked about this last week. I don't even know where we're at. I'm like, what did we talk about? But yes, we are in Montana with my husband's family. It was so much fun. But now I'm back and I'm really excited to be home.
Yeah.
Just because, nice. I don't know, like we went to Lake Powell, then I went straight to Montana. So it's nice to just get back into my routine, finally buy some groceries.
Yeah. Geez.
Like, well, I don't know, just I've be home.
And I haven't been doing that. So
that's fine. Well, that's fine.
But what's freaking crazy is summer is like over.
I know.
We've pretty much.
Riley like goes back to school next week.
I know. I can't even handle it. It went so freaking fast. And I feel like I didn't really do anything, but I did. Like I had some fun things, but then at the same time, I feel like I didn't do anything. Every day just feels so busy, even if it's sitting at home, because it's like with Sage.
Yeah,
sitting at home isn't just like a day
just
at home.
Sitting. No, you're like constantly chasing her.
She's so fun. She's like standing. She's all over the place. I swear to you that she's going to walk by the end of the month. Like, mark my freaking words. She's going to take
a step.
Well,
she's like strong. Like her legs are strong.
And she's starting to. Did I tell you that she's like letting go of things and balancing for like
5 or 6 seconds?
Yes. The other day, she stood up. It was yesterday. Stood up. She was holding my hand. I let go because I just like was curious. And she stood there for like 5 seconds. And she was looking at me like,
oh my God.
And she's been testing it. Sometimes she falls flat on her face, but sometimes she succeeds. And it's the cutest thing ever.
That's awesome.
I know.
Go Sage.
So yay.
I feel like the beginning of every podcast, we just give you an update on Sage.
I know. I hope you enjoy that.
Because we do.
Yeah. That's kind of what my life is now. So that's all I got for you. But we have kind of a fun thing to chat about today. So I don't know if you guys are, but, and gents, would you consider yourself? So I consider myself a pretty diehard Bachelor and Bachelorette fan. I mean, I've watched for like 6-7 years. It's a show that I do not miss.
Yeah.
I can't always say, like, I'm saying I'm a diehard doesn't mean I always love it, because sometimes it makes me very angry, but I can't not watch it.
That's my thing. Like, I love watching it, but if I don't like the season, I don't watch it.
See, I'm a diehard. I will see it through because I feel like there's always something good that comes
from
it. But
if there's like a little drama or something on Instagram, I will be watching that episode.
You're like, ooh, I gotta watch that.
Yeah.
Well, like we said, we watched the show. I've watched it for years now. I've seen so many different ways of the show playing out. And if you've watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
And even if you haven't watched it, I'm sure at this point you've heard and know and understand kind of what goes down. So this season was interesting, I have to say. I have to say, first of all, when it came to casting Katie, I was like a little bit interested in how this would go.
Yeah.
I really liked her on,
Matt's.
Yeah, she was with Matt. I really liked her on Matt's season, for the sense that like she was the first girl where I was like, now that's how I probably would have handled drama in the house.
Yeah.
Like, I hate how like the girls will have drama with other girls and then like just talk about it to the producers but not like ever do anything about it or bring it up or just like be open and honest about it. And I feel like Katie was really like to the point.
Yeah, straightforward. She was good.
So I loved that. But I didn't know if she had like the, I don't know. I was really curious to see how she would be as the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like,
just how she would handle it.
Yeah, how she would handle it and if it would be, I don't know, entertaining. Because sometimes that's what it's about. And
totally.
So I was super anxious to see how she would do. Love her. Love Katie. It's been an interesting season, to say the least.
Yeah.
I feel like it might have been like the second episode, but I got really angry watching the show like 5 or 6 times this season.
Oh, yeah. I remember you calling me and be like, did you see that episode? That was so annoying.
So I was freaking mad. So we have, I just feel like I don't know. And also, like, coming from the world of reality TV, I fully understand the behind the scenes and how the producers can sort of, like, shift the narrative and how...
make something way bigger than it needs to be.
Yes, exactly. And I get it. That's TV.
That's TV,
yeah. I mean, you can't just have a boring, everything goes perfect and happy and awesome. People won't tune in and you won't get renewed for another season. So I get it. I see why it happens and I understand why it happens. But it pisses me so off as...
pisses me so much
when it is like at the expense of somebody and like their personal beliefs or totally. Who they are as a person.
Yeah. It was, what was his name? I don't even remember his name.
Mike. So Mike P came on the show. He was very open.
You even know the last initial. Yes, go I you.
Because I think there are two Mike.
Oh.
Mike P. Okay, guys?
That one.
So he came on the show. He was very open about how he, I don't know if he's a, yes, he is. He's a virgin. I was going to say, I don't know if he's like a born-again virgin. No, he is a virgin.
Yeah.
And it's for religious reasons, which Jensen and I can both relate to.
Totally.
Like,
yeah.
That's something I've always thought about. I mean, I've never wanted to go on The Bachelor, but it's like, that's something that would 100% come up because that's like so much what the show is about.
Oh, totally. Well, with like the overnight dates and everything, like it's all about sex, I feel like.
Yeah. So I've always had a lot of respect for the people who are open about being a virgin and saving themselves for marriage. And this was really interesting going into Katie's season because Katie was obviously very like open and sex positive and talked about it a lot. So I was like, ooh, this could be interesting. But it's also really a cool perspective to see how that goes.
No, totally.
So first date. When I say first date, I mean literally the first date on the show.
Well, it was
show.
The first group date.
First group date on the show. Mike is on this date. He's already opened up on camera about how he's a virgin and how he feels like he's comfortable with it. It's not like he's insecure about it or anything, which is good.
Yeah, good for him.
They put him on this group date, which they did so purposefully, like you know.
Yeah.
And the whole entire date was talking about not just like sex, which that's okay. It's okay to be comfortable and talk about that with somebody that you're dating. I don't ever think that's appropriate really on a first date.
Well,
but eventually I know it can be something that can come up and I don't think that's inappropriate to talk about. I think it's okay and healthy and good.
Yeah.
But it was so much more than that. It was like...
it was so awkward.
So uncomfortable. It was them... they so
wasn't
they,
it like talking about erotic things
so
or
they
something?
They had like a comedian there, a sex comedian, I think. I don't even know. But she was there and she was like, okay, you guys, you are all going to like write a sonnet, whatever, talking... well, first it started out with like a Q&A where they had these blackboards and they got questions, asked questions like, how many times have you had sex? When was the last time you had sex? What's your favorite position? Questions that like, for someone who's never done those things... that would be uncomfortable, especially when you're the person you're dating doesn't even probably know yet. He hadn't had the chance
to
tell Katie.
Is they didn't even have a chance to like sit down and talk about anything. It was literally the second date.
Which he handled those well, but I just felt bad. I'm like, oh, that's rough. But I'm like, okay, hopefully we're moving up and up from here. Then it's like, okay, you guys are going to go on stage and you're going to tell Katie why you're the best lover.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah. On their first date.
Yeah.
And for this guy who's never had sex before, he's saving himself for marriage. For a purpose, for a reason.
But he handled it so good.
So well. I literally was sitting there because he started kind of crying and tearing up in an interview about it. Like, this
so
is something really special and important to me.
And why would I want to do this on a group date in front of all these men? Like, I wanted to share that with Katie personally.
Yeah. But he did handle it so dang well. And in my opinion, I think that's why he was stuck around for so long.
Totally.
Even though she probably couldn't really relate to that because, I mean,
she's
the polar opposite in that sense. But, I feel like she like really respected him for handling that so well. And I did too, but I just felt so bad. I'm like, good for him. Cause some people would crack under pressure and feel, I just hate when they get put in situations where they feel like they have to share or do something more than
that
they're
they
comfortable
don't want
with.
To yet. Yeah.
And that's hard. And at the end of the day, it's like when it comes down to producers and reality TV, like you can do whatever you want. You can do and say whatever you want. No one can force you to say something.
No.
But when you don't have experience in that,
or the confidence to be like, no. I don't want to talk about that.
Exactly.
Or,
then sometimes that's when I'm like, oh, this is so unfortunate. So that's kind of my thoughts on that first date.
Dang.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. 6 minutes of anger about that. But I really did feel bad. And I think it's too because it kind of like hit home for me where I'm like, if that happened to me, I'd be so dang mad.
Well, it would just be annoying. And you would know that they were kind of not like targeting you, but pretty much trying to get you to push.
Yeah.
And tell your story.
Yeah.
But. We really wanted to talk about Greg and Katie.
Oh my gosh, yeah, guys.
And I freaking loved them.
Okay, so here's the weird thing. From day one, I'm like, Greg is such a sweetie. Like, I've just been like, he's so sweet. He's so emotional. He, like,
he's just a good guy.
His feelings. He's a good guy. Which I'm not saying he's not.
No.
Not at all.
We don't know him.
We don't know him at all.
We just see him on TV.
But I saw this one side of him, and it's been so, it was so crazy because, well, we haven't seen, the finale is actually happening tonight. So we don't even know how it unfolds.
Yeah.
But based off of last
episode.
And two,
I haven't watched the last episode.
Oh, yeah. We just kind of talked about it.
But it's okay.
So I had to fill in Jensen. If you haven't seen it, Greg and Katie, Greg was pretty much kind of like the front runner all season long. You could tell that him and Katie had an incredible connection. He has gone through a lot in his life. He's very emotional and open about talking with about his feelings, which you could tell Katie loved. And
because didn't he lose his dad?
Yes.
And she
and
lost.
Katie did as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've both had a loss, which is something that you can really bond over for sure. And I just feel like he's been super just like, I don't know. I feel like he's handled his emotions very well thus far. Then last week happens, Greg shares that he's falling in love with Katie, and basically, like, right after their hometown date, just says, I'm falling in love with you, like, just kind of lays his heart out there. And Katie had a really terrible response. Like, I will say, she didn't respond well.
She
literally smiled, looked at him, and said, I just love looking at you.
Oh,
I know.
Cringe.
I know. It was
not even like, oh.
I know. It was not a good response. I think that it came from a place of like her not knowing what to say, because she had said that she wasn't going to tell any of the guys that she loved them until she picked her final one, which I think is fair.
But then I saw something that she actually said she was falling for them. No?
I don't know if she says she was falling for them. She wasn't going to say, I love you.
Got it.
So she's like, I'm not saying I love you until the very end, because I want to save that for the person I'm getting engaged to.
Okay.
Which I think is totally fair.
Well, yeah. I'm always like, why are you saying I love you?
I know. I wouldn't be able to say it. I'd be like, how are you supposed to say that to that many people? Anyways. Yeah. So she hadn't told Greg that. She told his family that. So like 5 minutes before Craig said, Greg, right before Greg had said that, they showed her like talking to his mom or somebody and saying like, I'm saving that for the person I pick, which I think is fair, but Greg hadn't heard that yet.
And then he just literally told her his feelings. So then she was like, I love looking at you.
Yeah. So not a great response. Like I will say like that wasn't a great response, but she's also in a really hard position. Like, what do you say to somebody who says, I love you, and you've already chosen not to say it back, even if you do feel it?
Yeah.
So it's like, I get it. I think she could have said a lot of other things to help kind of the situation. But it just was kind of an awkward encounter. And he completely shuts down. And he doesn't really tell her in the moment that he was mad about that. He kind of just shuts down and like.
Which I think is very okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think.
Like, think about that. Like, you are like, Sam, I love you.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, I like looking at you. That would suck.
I'd be mad.
Yeah.
I'd be very mad.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he shuts down and then it kind of just ends bad. And they were kind of just like not super happy. Ends. She leaves. The date's over. Next day, I think, and Katie's still kind of feeling weird about it. And then it's like she cuts to Greg coming into her room. And this is where it goes from like, okay, that was just a bad exchange and they need to work through this, to like, oh gosh, this is like.
This
feeling
is not
very manipulated and weird and not okay at all. So Greg comes in and he basically just like, how do I say it? He kind of just like completely like turns off to her. I don't remember exactly how it started, but basically he just says like, I don't trust you anymore. He tells her like, you responded so terribly, and she's like, you're right, I'm really sorry, I didn't know what to say, this is why, and tells him like I've chosen not to say this to anybody, I should have expressed that to you, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And she was very apologetic, like to the point where like she was apologetic, she said, you're right, I'm sorry, like I shouldn't have responded
like it
like
should
that.
Have been okay.
Well, or at least he should have been like, thank you for seeing my son.
Yeah.
No, he kept going at her.
Oh,
basically,
geez.
Just literally going at her, like making her feel like you gave up on us. This is like, you don't care about me. I don't care about other people here. I don't care about a stupid rose. Like, you made me feel this. You did this. You're not listening to me. You didn't give me the response that I needed. And she just continues to say, sorry, sorry, sorry. And then finally he's like, I can't be here anymore. She's like, okay, are you telling me you're leaving? And he's like, yeah, but then they kind of like go back and forth, and then he just like, she's in the middle of like apologizing to him, she's crying at this point, and he just like stands up and like runs.
Oh,
like,
geez.
Literally runs away. Runs into like the courtyard of the hotel.
Okay, that's where it shows, like, that was at the beginning of the season where she's like out in the courtyard.
Yes.
So, and it's,
she's
that,
like,
scene.
I'm leaving, buy me a ticket.
This
home.
Is stupid.
But because, so she runs, so he runs away, doesn't even like conclude the conversation. He runs away. She chases after him. He's sitting in the courtyard. It's just like
so immature.
So immature, and just like felt very like, I'm trying to get attention. And the whole time, like, it didn't feel like he was trying to understand her. And when she said to him, like, I'm not going to say I love you until the end, it was like he wasn't listening, and he was just trying to, like, guilt her into saying it. Like, he kept saying, like, but you don't understand. That's not how, like, this is making me feel this way. Instead of just saying, like, okay, I respect that. I don't like it, but I respect it. He just, like, was
trying to... He wanted her to say I love you back.
And it was like he was threatening her. Like, well, I don't think I could be here then. How am I supposed to trust you? So it's like, it was just a weird thing.
Yeah.
So then she chases after him. She goes to him. She's literally on her knees begging him to, like, yeah. Like, on her knees crying, and he's just looking at her like,
no, that's a no.
Yes, this
that's
is where
a no.
I felt like it went from, like, he's really upset to, like, he's like, oh, I have all the power here. And ew. I freaking hate that.
It's so gross.
And she, like, is just telling him, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm trying to tell you I'm sorry. I'll work, like, basically, like, giving her everything, begging him to stay. And he doesn't even accept her apology. Because here's the thing. If at that point he's decided, he's like, I'm done, then you say, thank you for seeing my side.
But I can't be here
but
anymore.
But I can't be here anymore. And I respect your decision to withhold saying I love you, but I can't continue without you saying it. So I am going to leave.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. He just leaves. He Yikes. Just, like, she's kneeling on the ground, and he just, like, stands up and walks away from her. And it was.
Yikes. So is that how it ended?
That's how it ended.
Jeez.
And it seems like, it looks like Katie was going to leave, but then I've seen commercials, like, she obviously puts on the dress, she's waiting for a proposal, pretty certain that Greg doesn't come back, and I hope he doesn't, because it was just, like, so...
It's so hard, because it's like, yeah, I don't know, like, yeah, he's annoying, but when you sit back and, like, put yourself in his shoes, that would be so terrible.
It would.
But then also, he signed up. He signed up for it. So it's like...
You signed up for this show, and if it, but, and my point is this, I'm not trying to argue that he should have stuck around because he should put up with that.
No,
but
he could go.
If he doesn't feel that that's what he deserves and he wants more.
But it was like him gaslighting her pretty
much.
Yes,
he needs to then say, I respect you and your decision. He didn't even say, like, I wish you happiness. Thanks for it.
Like he was just upset.
He was just mad and left her. Like, jeez. Bawling, crying, apologizing. Like, it was also the other thing that was, like, if she was like, I'm sorry, Greg, like, I don't care that you feel this way. Like, this is what, she was not like that at all. She was so apologetic, so willing to, like, hear him out. And he was just like, I'm done. And there was no respect, nothing. It was
so
bad.
Then did they have, because I know they, like, flashback, or not even flashback, they go to, like, real time and have Tayshia and Caitlin talking.
Yeah.
Did they have that at all in that episode, or do you think that'll happen tonight?
Oh, that'll happen tonight. They did.
Where
not
they
have
get
that.
Like, her thoughts on it.
Yeah. I hope. I know. I'm curious to see, because I felt so bad for her too, because she was, like, in the moment, and I wonder watching back if she's like, oh my gosh, because that's something that, I mean, we're gonna dive into that. We're actually, like, now this
now
kinda,
so our whole episode
this kind of, like, inspired our topic is we're gonna talk about toxic relationships and friendships and things that, like, situations we can get stuck in where maybe we act unlike ourselves in order to hold on to something that isn't right for us anymore.
Yeah. And then when you look back on that situation, you're like, why did I even stay? Why did I even handle that?
Yeah. So I wonder how she'll feel about it. It will be interesting to get her take, but I just felt so bad. I mean, it was terrible, and, like, I'm not trying to fault any, like, I understand that that would probably be really hard for Greg. And if he had decided, like, I can't handle this, then that's fine.
But he should have been, like, a gentleman, or just, like, a human, and acted okay. And
it just was very manipulative.
Weird.
And
wait, I want to watch it now.
I know, you're going to have to go watch. I mean, I did just give you a play-by-play, but.
Yeah, you did. Kind of spoiled it, but it's fine. Sorry. Also, sorry to you guys if you haven't seen it. Well, we just spoiled it, but that was your fault.
It's been 2 weeks, so it's fine. Hopefully you've watched it. But, okay, so, like we said, that is kind of, like, introducing the rest of this episode.
Yeah. No, I think we were talking about that, and we're like, okay, what can we actually talk about? And we thought it'd be not fun, but interesting to talk about just, like, toxic relationships and our view on it, or our
experiences.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, Jensen and I both haven't been in a lot of like dating relationships. I mean, yeah. I had one serious boyfriend before Sam. Did you have?
I had like a little fling with this guy that was an idiot. So.
But then even just like working relationships, friendships, like there's a lot of different ways that you can find yourself stuck in toxic situations. And I think there are definitely things that can help you understand those and help you get out of them.
Yeah.
So we actually did a, we had you guys send in any experiences that you guys are having with this, whether it's in a relationship, a
or
friendship,
questions.
Or questions or thoughts. And we're just going to
kind of dive into that.
Dive into all the things. So, well.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah. We're just going to kind of share some of our experiences with toxic things that have happened to us.
Yeah. I mean, it is so funny to like go back and remember what happened. So when Topher was on his mission, I started dating this boy, and really it was just a fling. It was nothing serious, but I just remember he was always weird about telling people that we were like dating. Like we were for sure dating. Like we were boyfriend and girlfriend. It wasn't just like we were hanging out. Like we were boyfriend and girlfriend. And he just was always like nervous to tell people that we were dating. And I mean, now I know, because he didn't want to have that like label on him. He was kind of like a player and wanted girls to be like, hey. So I think it was mostly just because he didn't want that. He didn't want the girls to stop talking to him. So this is actually really sad in the moment, but really freaking funny now, is I posted a picture of us, and no joke, that night he broke up with me.
Wait, really?
Can you call that toxic?
Wait, did he really do that?
Literally.
What was his reasoning for breaking up with
you? He was just like, I feel like this is getting way too serious. I'm like, I posted a picture of us, you crazy.
That's the way to scare those guys off.
And he literally broke up with me.
How long have you been dating?
A while. I mean, like, I remember talking to my friend Kenna about it, and she was like, yeah, like, this is the perfect time to, like, post. And I was like, okay. And I posted, and then, no joke, 6 hours later.
My thing is, like, why would he even take a picture with you? He should have said no pictures.
Also, I'm freaking cool.
Yeah, you are.
Why were you embarrassed to date me?
I feel like that has probably happened to literally every single person, where you're in a relationship with a guy and they're just so dumb and they're like, let's not tell anybody yet.
Let's just keep it super top secret. I'm like, why?
I mean, okay, the only way where I feel like that's kind of necessary is like, let's say maybe it's like has to do with divorce, or there's kids involved and you want to kind of keep, or family, like keeping things under wraps because it's like my kids might not be ready to meet you yet, or something like that. Like,
or if you're like talking and not really, but I'm like, if you're officially a boyfriend and a girlfriend, that should not be secret.
But the only reason that somebody would want to not talk about it is because they're either like trying to still talk to other people.
Well, that was his thing. He was like, he didn't want to give up his like lady vibes. Yeah.
But isn't
it
so stupid? Because it's like they want it because then they can have people still talk to us, but they make it feel like it's because they're like ashamed of us, or they don't think.
Well, yeah, that was my whole thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so embarrassing. I posted this picture saying like, dee 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 doo, and now I'm like going to delete it because you just broke up with me. Yeah. Like, so embarrassing.
Yeah.
But also, I'm like, what an idiot.
Yeah, that's really on him.
I know.
Like, it's so
but
stupid.
In the moment, I was like, I'm so stupid. Why did I think I was supposed to post that? Blah, 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 blah. No.
But that's the thing, is like, it's so annoying how, it's funny how other people's toxic traits reflect on us, and how sometimes we let that like affect us so much, when really we should just see it as it is. Like, he was obviously not the one.
Well, 100%.
So it's like, but in the moment, it's so hard to see.
But it was devastating. I was just like, and it made me feel bad when that was his problem.
Yeah.
So. There's mine.
Jeez.
But literally, I mean, that was my only
kind of,
which is awesome. Like, I'm really lucky that me and Topher had such a great relationship and never had any issues. But yeah, there's mine.
I had a serious boyfriend before Sam. We dated for 2 years, but I was 14. So as serious as you can be at 14. But in that sense, we were pretty dang serious for being 14 years old. Like, he was 2 years older than me, so he was 16 when we started dating. I was 14. And literally, I can truthfully say that every single thing about this relationship was the, like, epitome of toxic. It was so bad. Looking back on it, I'm, like, actually terrified and just, like, cannot believe that everything turned out okay, because it could have gone so bad.
Yeah.
But basically, the craziest thing is that he is a person. He was a nice kid. He was not this like evil person who like.
Well, no, they're never evil, no. But they're.
Yeah, but sometimes they are.
But I sometimes, mean,
sometimes
yeah.
It's such a blaring like that is a bad person.
Yeah,
and that's when it's easier to detect. But it's so much harder when it's a person who is kind, but is manipulative and emotionally abusive. So it's just like, it's really hard to detect sometimes. So I totally get it. And when you're in it, it's so hard to see it. But he was just classic textbook, insecure, very manipulative, controlling, would guilt trip me all the time. The biggest thing, though, that actually like kind of like which led to me being like, you know what? I am done. It basically was just a very controlling relationship. He was so nice to me. He treated me very kindly. But when it came to like me as a person, he like stifled who I was. He didn't want me to really have a lot of friends. He didn't want me hanging out with other guys. And his reasons were always, well, because I don't want anybody to take advantage of you and I'm just looking out for you. So in his way of being manipulative,
you were like, oh,
he made me
cute.
Feel like I was being cared for, which is the polar opposite. And it's so, I mean, now that I'm in a healthy, obviously, relationship, I can see how like, okay, that's not how it needs to be. So ladies out there, don't let guys fool you by saying that they're looking out for you and let yourself think that that's okay for them to like control your life or manipulate you.
Yeah.
So it was just
but he was also weird about dance stuff.
Oh,
like
that's
he was,
what got me.
Yeah.
That's what got me. So it was like, I didn't really, I mean, growing up, we didn't do a lot of things outside dancing and going to school. I mean, occasionally, like Friday nights, Saturday nights, I'd hang
out
with
friends. Go to
football
games.
Yeah, football games.
Yeah.
But like during the week after school, we were never hanging out with friends. We never did anything on school nights. So it's not like I was in a lot of opportunities where I would go do things with people, but he was not about it. Like not hanging out with other boys. And was kind of weird about my girlfriends as well. Like, he just was terrible. But what really got to me was, so I was competing ballroom at that time very seriously. Like, me and my ballroom partner, Brandon, he's also on Dancing with the Stars. So we grew up ballroom partners together. We were competing very seriously to the point where we were traveling, like, almost every other weekend to either have lessons with coaches or to compete at ballroom competitions. And, we would just like stay in the same hotel room. So like we'd go with our parents, with my mom and his mom, and we'd share a hotel room. And when I say to you, Brandon is literally like a brother to me, like it's no joke. He is my brother. There was never any sort of like relationship or like thought of a relationship there. So to me, I'm like, didn't see it at all.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
see any sort of threat. So he was always weird about me when we'd go away on weekends, and to the point where he literally, oh, it makes me sick thinking about it.
Like tell you not to go.
Oh yeah. But also, he would literally, I'd finish my day, I'd finish dance, and he would want to know, I'm gonna barf about to say this, like it's disgusting. He would say, tell me every class you had today and who was in the class with you.
Oh!
He wanted to know if it was a ballet class with boys or if it was just girls.
Yikes.
Yeah. So I, guys, this is so bad. Like he was literally terrible, and I don't know how I didn't think that. And he would kind of pin it as like, I just really want to know who you like hang out with. I want to get to know you. Like I want to be a part of your life and know everything about your life.
But he was just
being like crazy. So anyways, did these weekends with our parents. He was always weird about it, but like there was nothing that he was going to do. There was one weekend me and Brandon had to go. My mom couldn't go. His mom couldn't go. But we were like, this was at the very end of our relationship. I think I had just maybe turned 16. Oh no, I was still 15. Just turned 15, and me and Brandon fly to like New Jersey for a weekend, stay in the same hotel room, obviously opposite beds, like literally traveling with my brother. And he told me before the trip, he said, if you go, I'm going to break up with you. And I said,
bye.
Okay. This was like, I was really starting to get over it. And I feel like because I had matured a bit, I realized like, this is not what I need to be. And when you're young, it's harder to see that. But I finally was coming around, and he's like, if you go, I'm going to break up with you. And I said, okay, well, I'm going. So I went. He didn't break up with me. That's the thing, too, girls, is they'll always threaten and they never follow through, because the worst thing that could happen to them is losing you. So don't ever change your life for anybody. And if they want to walk away from you, freaking let them walk away. So, yeah, he said he would break up with me. He didn't. But then it was like, I think a month after that is when I started dating, or Sam asked me out, and then I was like, oh my gosh. And then immediately, like when I say I aborted that relationship, nothing has ever happened faster. And it was like my whole world changed. I became a completely different person overnight when I was like finally rid of him. It was terrible. Sorry, that was a lot longer, but it was a really bad
one. But no, that was a good example of a toxic relationship.
It was very bad.
And it was crazy too, because mom and dad saw that, you were like, no, he's a good guy. But he also had like some really tough like life stuff happen. So I think you were holding on to that, just like being there for him. And like, he was nice. He was a good guy, but he just wasn't a good boyfriend.
Looking back on it, I'm like, such a terrible situation for both of us. Like, I know for a fact he was not okay. He needed help. And I felt like I kind of, sometimes I think if you're like, I feel like I'm an empathetic person and I like to help.
I feel like most women are.
Yeah. And yeah. I like to help people. I like to feel like I'm helping somebody. And that, I felt like that was the why I stuck around so long.
Because you were helping him.
He had had some hard things happen to him. He was kind of in a tragic like time of his life. So I felt like I could be helpful. So that's why I needed to stick around. And I felt like if I didn't, then like I was missing out on helping a person get through something. So
yeah. It's hard. But then, I mean, now you can look back on it. You learned something. It's like, whatever. But.
And now I'm terrified because, I didn't listen to mom and dad. And I'm like, Sage, please don't pick a low, like, just a terrible boyfriend and not listen to me. Because that's the hard thing, too, is, like, sometimes you just don't hear it from anybody else.
Yeah. But you're fine.
Okay. So those are kind of our situations. And I feel like more stories will definitely come up as we get into your questions.
Oh, totally.
And your experiences. So I'm reading through. You guys have some questions and then also you're kind of sharing like what you've gone through. So we're just going to dive into it. Okay. First one, how do you get out of a toxic relationship? Advice to help your mental health afterwards.
I feel like you have to realize that it's toxic before you leave.
Yeah. Because if you don't like know that and feel confident in it, you're just going to go back.
Yeah.
So I feel like you need to. But also, sometimes those kind of decisions, you just have to freaking rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
And, like, get through it afterwards. Because sometimes if we wait until we're ready, it's too late.
You'll never be ready.
You'll never be ready. So just rip that Band-Aid off. Get out. If you feel like it's toxic, you're probably right. It's very rare where we think something is wrong when it's not.
Yeah.
And I think there's just those classic red flags. But a huge thing, too, is, like, I think one of the biggest ways to actually follow through with something is to tell somebody what you're going to do.
So yeah, let's say a friend or a sister.
Have somebody there who's going to hold you accountable. Because if you're the only person who's aware of your situation, the only person who knows that you're trying to get out of a toxic relationship, you're going to convince yourself to stay and you need
That's really good
else.
Advice, yeah.
So have somebody else that can be like, tell them, like, I'm ending this relationship. I need you to help me get through this.
Yeah. That's really good advice. Wow. Okay. Guy best friend for years. Is it worth telling him you like him? Or what if it messes it all up?
Aww. Okay. So here's my opinion. So Sam and I started dating, but we like knew each other before. And I can genuinely say he's my best friend.
Yeah.
Nothing to me seems better than
to have a best friend.
To have your best friend, yeah.
A boyfriend, yeah.
And I am such a, like, I'm such a believer in, like, best friends turned
relationships. Into relationships, yeah.
So I say go for it, because here's the thing. If you are questioning if you should do it, then you should. And if you don't, you'll always wonder what would have happened.
That's, yeah. I would say go for it, because seriously, nothing is worse than looking back on a situation and being like, oh, I wish I would have done this, or I wish I shouldn't have done this. So 100% go for it. If it doesn't work out, it's not meant to be.
Yeah. And I think the thing, though, is like, commit now that, like, knowing that it could not work out, and you're not going to hold it against your friend.
Yeah. Because
that could ruin the relationship if you get personally offended by their response. So tell yourself now, like, if it's a yes and they like me too, awesome. If they're not into it, I'm not going to hold it against them, and we're going to stay friends after this. So,
oh my gosh, I want to know what you do. Please tell him. And then I want to hear all
you
about it.
You don't want to have any regrets. Yeah, years totally. To come. Okay. And maybe they feel the same way. You never know.
You never know. Okay, so this one isn't about relationships, about friendships. And I think friendships are just as toxic as relationships sometimes, which is okay. But this girl said, how to deal with a friend guilting you to stay friends with them.
Oh, interesting.
Weird.
I've never really had someone try to guilt me into stay friends with them, but I've guilted myself into staying friends with somebody because I feel like I have to.
Okay.
So I can't really speak to somebody guilting you into it, but I would say if anybody is trying to make you feel guilty for something, they're not a friend. They're not somebody that you should give your time to. And I just think that that's such a, that's like classic toxic trait right there, is trying to guilt somebody into doing something. I just think that's the most terrible thing to do.
Somebody like gave advice on this, which is cool. Listen to your gut. If something seems off, it probably is. Leave that relationship behind.
It's true. Listen to your gut and your first instinct. Like,
you know, even if you love them, you know something's not right.
Okay, another one about friendships. So one-sided friendships. I give all the time, including birthday gift, and they forgot mine last year too. Takers. This is the worst. One-sided friendships. I mean, that can apply to relationships and friendships. It's not okay.
No.
And here's the thing I feel like with one-sided friendships is if you're feeling like you're giving more than you're able to
receive,
then it's just not worth it anymore. It's not worth your time. But I will say, like, there are some times where I get stuck in this wheel, like, in this routine of, like, only counting maybe what I'm doing instead of appreciating what other people do.
Yeah. Also, I think it's, like, realizing that people are going through things personally, that it's, like, at that moment they're not able to give you that time and that effort, which personally, too, sometimes I'm like, I don't feel like reaching out or I don't feel like doing this, but it is exhausting to always be the person that's like, hey, let's hang out. Hey, let's do this.
Yeah. I think like before you just like count them out or are upset with them or done, you need to at least give them a chance to like hear you out and understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. So I would definitely like vocalize your feelings and like tell them that you're not feeling like they're putting any effort into the relationship or the friendship and just let them know. Cause sometimes people are blind to that. Sometimes people are just like, oh, I didn't even realize. Sometimes I'm like that. Oh, I didn't even realize I was making you feel that way or I was doing that. So I would definitely communicate with them like how you're feeling. If they are being like, what are you talking about? I'm da 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 da, then you know that's just not a good friendship.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
I don't know.
I think give them a chance. Explain how you're feeling. I don't necessarily think that that's like 100% toxic. It could just be maybe lack of like
communication or I don't know, drive to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever been hurt by a close friend and not known how to deal with it? What was the outcome? Yes, 100%. There's been many times where somebody's offended me or hurt me and I didn't really know what I was supposed to do about it. And a lot of times I would just not do anything and then stay pissed at them for a while.
Yeah.
And let it kind of like fuel inside of me instead of just nipping it in the bud and talking it out.
Yeah.
I think that's something that can be hard.
I think that happened a lot to me in high school. Right now, honestly, like my best friends are my sisters. But I feel like in high school it would hurt my feelings because it would be like, my one friend didn't invite me, but it invited all of her friends and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know.
Yeah, I think
like it was hurtful for sure. And I'd always talk to mom and dad and be like, why is this friend not like being a good friend to me?
Yeah, I think it's like it's easy to get offended by others' actions.
Yeah. And
unless we choose to do something about it, you can't hold it against them.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think, of course, there's big things where it's like, yeah, big things are a thing. But if somebody hurts your feelings and you don't make it known to them or express to them how you're feeling, you're not even giving them the chance to like
fix it or change it.
And in my opinion, that's being toxic yourself. Like letting it, like not sharing your feelings or expressing what you need, but then holding them accountable for that. Like you can't expect to get something from someone if you haven't expressed to them what you need in a relationship.
Totally. Yeah.
So it's like, make sure that you're not being the one expecting more than you're actually giving and make sure that you're not, I don't know, like holding them accountable for something that they're not even aware of.
Yeah.
You can't expect something from someone without actually giving them the opportunity to give them that. So I would say if you've been hurt or something's happened, talk about it and try to get to the bottom of it. Okay. So this person says pay attention to red flags, which is huge, but I feel like, red flags can be kind of hard to decipher.
And totally, like, and if you're in love,
oh my gosh,
they can be blinded. Like, you won't see them, which is crazy.
Yeah. What do you feel like are some red flags? Like, I guess, like, if you're meeting a new person and you're deciding, like, not deciding if they're going to be your friend, but you're like, I mean, every time you meet someone, you kind of consider, like, oh, could I, like, see this person as a close friend? Like, what are some things that just, like, make you go, like, no, I can't?
Well, I think one thing that I, like, look for is if, like, someone can be happy for you. Yeah. Like, can someone jealousy. Be your cheerleader. So, on opposite ends, like, jealousy or not being happy for you, not being your biggest cheerleader. Like, that was something I really wanted in a relationship. Like, somebody who was, like, so excited for my successes, was my biggest cheerleader. So, I think if somebody is not excited for you and the things you're doing or somebody that's, like, jealous, I think that is a huge red flag.
Yeah.
Like, so huge because that's going to affect everything.
Yeah. Whether it's like in a friendship or in a relationship, like it is true. Like sometimes guys can be jealous of girls too. Like I feel like we look at jealousy as like something that typically happens between like best friends and girlfriends, but it can happen in a marriage and a relationship.
Oh,
and it's
totally.
So terrible.
And it is, it's like such a big, terrible thing.
Yeah.
Like,
it can just affect a lot of
stuff. It can destroy you.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, yeah, if somebody like, I don't know, something that I just feel like is such a bad trait is when people can't reciprocate attention. So like if you're having a conversation and you ask them like, how was your day or what did you do or how's work going, what's going on with you, and they can't even like fathom or consider asking that back, it just like really is like a
or they ask you and they don't even care
yeah,
about
or
the
they
response.
Don't listen. Or ooh. They're like they ask you and they like are already like thinking about something else or looking in a different direction.
I hate that
to me is like, I mean, I don't really, yeah.
Not that you need to be, like, talking about yourself all the time, but sometimes it's so nice for somebody to ask, like, how you're doing, yeah. How's this going, and, like, to actually, I think people, like, lack conversational skills, like, yeah. How to actually have a meaningful conversation, and I think that is so important because, yeah. I don't know, like, it just shows that you care when yeah. You're asking somebody how they're actually doing and listening to their response.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So, okay, we have jealousy, we have lack of, like, a bad listener, someone who just doesn't care, doesn't listen. So kind of, like, self-absorbed.
Yeah.
That's a big red flag. I would say manipulative, someone who tries to guilt you into anything. I just feel like manipulation is a huge thing, and I feel like it's kind of hard to know when you're being manipulated, but I feel like if somebody can't ever admit that they're wrong in an argument or a relationship, then that means
good. That
they're not willing to, like, see your side.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I
would say those are good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. Talk about sister fights and if you guys argue often and how you solve things. So, I guess some sisters, some families can have, like, a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
With us, I feel like we have been very good at, like, we argue, for sure.
Yeah.
We argue all the time, but it's just, like, how you handle those arguments, how you get out of those arguments, how you talk about those arguments, and, like, how you learn from them.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're really good at, like, solving our issues after we fight about them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we've had any toxic fighting,
no.
Which is good.
Yeah.
But I think that comes from the place of, like, we do care about each other and love each other.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it comes down to. Like, you can fight all you want, but if you have care and love and, like, concern for the other person, you'll figure it out and you'll
yeah.
get there.
Yeah.
But once that care and concern is gone, that's
and that
when
love,
fights,
yeah.
that's when it's, like, it's just can be really bad. The guy I'm talking to hasn't made it official in 3 years. Will he ever?
No.
Honestly, 3 years is a very long
time. That's a long time.
And I believe that, like, I believe that's more than enough time to know if you want to be official. We're not even talking marriage here.
We're talking just boyfriend and girlfriend, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm gathering.
So I don't know. I would express to him that that's, like, too long for you and make him decide. But to me, I just feel like
that's way too
red
long.
Flag. Yeah.
Also, I'm so sorry.
How do you deal with a jealous friend?
Yeah.
I feel like we've had jealous people in our lives who, for me personally, I have a really hard time because I don't like to make people upset. I don't like to make people feel bad. But at the same time, like, I don't ever let myself feel bad for having success
yeah.
or achieving something.
Yeah.
But it does hurt, like, when I share things that I'm doing with other people and I feel like they're not really, like, excited about it or happy mm-hmm. for me. It makes me feel sad when I shouldn't. And I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah. Jealousy is hard. I mean, I've dealt with it a ton. Just because, I mean, we have an awesome life and have done really cool things. But I'm a person, if I, like, sense that, I drop the friend. I feel like I'm really good at just being, like,
you're done, yeah.
I don't like that.
You are easy. You let go a lot easier. I feel like I kind of, like, hold on, give second chances. But,
yeah.
I mean, I think jealousy can be huge, but I also think it's something that needs to be talked about. And you need to express to your friend how you feel that way before
yeah.
you just, like, say, I'm done with you. You need to give
them
a
chance.
And
that's where I struggle. As I'm like, I need to actually, like, instead of communicating, I'm just like, nah.
You're just like done.
See,
which sometimes that's what it ends up being. But I think it's worth, like, if it's a friend that you do love and care about, I think it's worth giving them a shot.
Yeah.
Okay. This next one is a great question that I feel like applies to all stages of life. But I feel like it manifests itself in different ways.
Yeah.
So it's, why do girls say one thing and then talk about you behind your back? So this is like textbook girl behavior, which stinks. It really sucks.
I'm like, come on.
And to be completely transparent, I have done this
before. Oh, same.
I have done it to a friend, to people I love. And it's just a freaking slippery slope that once you fall down it, it's really hard to get out of. And I absolutely hate it. I wish it wasn't a problem. I wish it wasn't something that was so tempting. That's the weird thing, is it's like, it always seems to be something that comes up and is something that's kind of like there teasing you like, hey, this is what you should do. I hate it. I feel like it's interesting too, because as we've gotten older, it's still there. It's just in a different form.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Like when you're young, you're at school, you're at recess. It's like you see the girls pointing and laughing at you, talking at you. It's like much more blatant, like talking about you behind your back. Now it's like very much roundabout way, where it's like they could be literally your best friend to your face. And then you hear 5 days later that they've been
they're
talking
saying
crap
something
about you.
Yeah.
And it's so unfortunate, and it's really sad. And I think it's something that stems, well, 100% it stems from jealousy and insecurity.
Yeah.
And I think the way that I've dealt with it best is I always like remind myself that's what it comes from.
Yeah.
Hardly ever is it coming from a place of truth. It's most of the time coming from somebody who is jealous of where you are in your life. Or who is insecure about their own life, and they're jealous of what you have, and they're trying to like tear you down to build themselves up.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Hiccup. Yeah. No, that's so hard. And it's like, it's not like, it's, yeah, we all do it. It's like, which sucks. I hate it. Cause I'm like, I talked to Topher about him and his friends. Okay. So this is actually funny. So we were talking the other day, just about like making friends and having friends. And we just were talking the difference between boys and girls, and how with Topher's friends, he can get together with those same friends he's been with in high school. And it's like, they haven't, like, there was no time in between. They haven't hung out. Does that make sense? Like, they started right where they left off. Like, and boys, they don't have like this like drama or whatever. Like, they're not jealous. They don't talk about, it's just girls. Like I was telling him, I'm like, it is so annoying. Cause it's like, with girls, you're always like, well, she did this, but guys could care less.
Yeah.
And it was just funny because we were sitting there talking about it, because he was talking about how he went and played golf with this friend in high school that he hasn't seen for like years. And he was like, we picked up right where we left off. But if I were to go hang out with the girl, it would be so weird.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it depends on the personality too, though. But like, it is true.
But it's just how guys are so different with friends than girls are.
Yeah. Which sometimes I'm like, I wish it could just be like that more often.
Well, I know. It's like,
I don't know. It's something that you can totally control. You can control if you engage in it. You can control if you let it affect you.
Yeah.
So I would just choose to not engage. Don't be that person that is upset about somebody talking behind their back, but then also talks behind other people's backs.
I will say right now, I have some awesome friends, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Good friends. Yeah.
Like, because I feel like in high school, well, too, I saw a question. It was like, how do I split time between my boyfriend and my friends? So in high school, me and Topher were so serious, and that was something that I was choosing to hang out with him and not my friends, and that was really bad. Like, I lost a lot of friends, but now I look back and I go, well, I'd rather have Topher than those friends. So it didn't matter at the time, but it's just like, I always, in high school, I remember telling my mom and dad, like, I have no friends, and I don't have, so it's so nice now to, like, I have awesome friends, and it's like, we hang out when we want, but I don't know. I think the biggest thing is, like, finding a friend in your boyfriend or your husband.
Yeah.
Because literally, I could care less about my friends now, because it's literally, like, I have you guys, I have my sisters, but, like, I love hanging out with my husband. Like, Topher is my best friend, and so I don't need friends. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I think it's like, it totally changes when you're older, and like, you're, I mean, depending on the person, like, I'd rather have a close small group of friends rather than a bunch of friends.
But like in high school, you wanted like
a ton of
quantity
friends.
yeah
So I don't know. I think it's like different for each person, but what was even the question? I got lost.
It was, I don't know, but I brought up another question talking about
like
splitting time between your boyfriend and friends.
Oh, okay. I was going to take it back, and then I was like,
you're like,
lost.
I don't remember. I know. I kind of.
That's okay. You took it. You ran with
I
it.
I took it and I ran. Should we do like one more?
Yeah. Okay. This is a good question. So how to support each other's careers without being too competitive, and then saying that they are in the same career. So this is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I come from a world where my closest friends are doing the exact same thing as me. I mean, I have my sisters and I have my family and we can kind of keep that different. But as far as like on Dance with the Stars and in that world, I feel like it can get a little bit interesting. And I feel like a lot of the people around me are doing the same things as me, whether it's like social media influencing, doing our own, like, just like there's such a kind of stigma around that of like only one person can be successful. And I completely disagree with that at all.
Yeah.
Disagree with it.
You just disagree with it.
I'm like kind of, my brain stopped working. What are we talking about?
What?
I've been having this lately where my brain stops working.
We're talking about like success in the jealous of doing the same thing professionally.
So how to handle, oh my gosh, I'm not kidding you. Whoa. Okay, get it together. So this is my opinion on that, is there is like more than enough success in the world for everybody to succeed, whether you are doing the exact same thing or not.
Yeah.
I feel like it's such a like stupid view to think that like just because somebody else did something means, first of all, you can't, or means that you can't do something cool too.
Yeah. No, I think my advice on that is just to focus on yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to worry about somebody else's successes or their life, what they're doing, what they accomplish. Just worry about yourself, because I don't know, I feel like sometimes when you're always thinking about other people and what they're doing, you're like not focusing on yourself, not growing yourself, not like you're like putting a pause on yourself because you're so worried about other people.
Yeah.
So I feel like you need to just focus on yourself and maybe take a look and be like, why do I even care that I'm jealous that they're doing this cool dance opportunity? Why do I care? And it's just like, just focus on yourself, because focus on yourself.
Yeah, I agree. There's enough room for everybody. And I promise you, the second you start to be like happy and supportive of other people, you're going to be so much happier.
And more success will come to you.
Yeah, I promise you on that. Like, I believe like if you put good out there, good things are going to happen to you. So don't be that person that sucks negativity and just like makes people feel bad, which I love, because we're going to end on this comment right here. Riley Holmes said, toxic friends are the ones who pick apart your accomplishments and discredit. So I think that's so true. Anybody in your life who you feel like is picking you apart or looking for your negative or looking for your mistakes or discrediting the cool things that you do or isn't proud for you.
Cut them out, baby.
Also, don't be that person. Yeah. Don't be that person for anybody. Don't discredit them. Don't look for the bad in them. Try to be their biggest cheerleader, their biggest support, and I promise you it'll make you feel better.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that's where we're going to end this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't already, go give us a rating on our podcast. Give us a little review. We want to hear if you guys have been liking it, any like concerns or questions you have about it, let us know. And if you don't already, follow our podcast so you can get updates on when a new episode comes out. And
yeah.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
Thanks so much for listening.
Woohoo!
We will see you guys next week. And yeah, have a great week, everybody.
See ya. Bye.